8:35 on a Thursday, October 13, 2011. Here in just a few days, movie is debuting Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. And you can go to indoctrinationmovie.com to watch a trailer and get the DVD on this. And I've got a link up on the Facebook page about it as well. But we're pleased to welcome the producer of this documentary, Colin Gunn. Colin, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
I appreciate you coming back. I believe it was April of 2010 when you first came on and we talked about you making this movie. And it was at that point where you were getting the school bus and you were getting ready to travel with your family from Texas all over the nation. How many states did you cover?
We've covered about 10 states. We drove from Waco, Texas, where I'm from, all the way up to Boston, Massachusetts. So that was the last stop on the journey. Of course, we had to drive back, and we drove in this big yellow school bus that had been converted to an RV. And, mm-hmm. of course, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but it was a tough ride. Myself, my seven children, and my wife, we drove across America, visiting all these important stops that relate to education. So we went to Dayton, Tennessee, to hear about the Scopes Monkey Trial. We went to Washington, D.C., of course. We went to the Creation Museum, and, of course, we stopped in Boston, Massachusetts, which has a lot to do with the birth of compulsory education in America.
Yeah. You you talk to a lot of people that I've actually talked to here, Kevin Swanson and mm-hmm. and just different people, Carl Priest, who we talked to just a week or so ago from West Virginia and Exodus Mandate, West Virginia. You talk to a lot of people that that have really researched this, and a lot of these people have been educators in the public school system. And what have they told you?
Well, Tom, that's really important that you mention that, because when we go and when we make a documentary, we go and find eyewitnesses. That's why we're making a film and not writing a book. We want to bring eyewitnesses, as if it's a jury trial. We have to bring eyewitnesses. We also bring expert witnesses. So some of these people are both, or some of these people have been in the system and have experienced these truths that they now have to relate to us. And we're the medium that brings that to the audience. So when you see Indoctrination, it's not just a Scottish blowhard with an opinion. It is a perspectives that come from people that really know what is going on in the public schools. They're whistleblowers, effectively. So we have people like John Taylor Gatto, and he was New York Teacher of the Year at the state level and the city level. So someone who really does know about education, public education, at the top of his profession. And he eventually walked away from the system in disgust because of what he'd learned. Mm-hmm. People like Carl Priest, an educator who now says, take your kids out of the public school. Mm-hmm. We have school principals, teachers, all these people that say, this is what's going on in the public schools. And we need that because largely people are deceived or self-deceived about the public school system in America. They need to learn the truth, and they can learn it through our film Indoctrination.
I'm glad you said you were Scottish, because a lot of people listening thought, man, that's a strange Texas drawl he has.
Yes, well, I'm an American citizen, and I love Texas, but I was born in Scotland. We have a little bit of Scottish in the film, as we try to do. We actually, there was one individual, Robert Owen, who came from Scotland over to America and established New Harmony, Indiana. And so there is a Scottish connection in our film, as we always try and have it. And he was actually a huge influence on the history of American education and compulsory education. He was a utopianist and a socialist, and he established this utopian village up in Indiana. And so there is a Scottish connection, but it's important to remember that when we look at American education, we think, you know, if we could just go back, education could be better. But when you look back at in the 1800s, it was influenced by a lot of people that weren't particularly good philosophically, theologically. And the other thing, they weren't even American people. Yeah. The Prussian model was established in the 1800s, and it was a militaristic socialist model. And we use that model to this day. Freud came over, of course. Karl Marx certainly influenced the education system in America with his 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, being free public education for all. And so, yes, American education is a huge mix of terrible ideas.
Yeah, and people need to understand that. The people who established American public education are not, God-loving Christians. They weren't people who followed the Bible. These were people who hated God for the most part. These were people who wanted to separate children from their parents and from Christian and biblical morals.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Someone like Horace Mann, for instance, was a Unitarian. Now, that might not seem a big deal to people, but there's a huge difference between a Trinitarian view of the world and a Unitarian view of the world. If Christ is not king and not Lord and not authoritative, then man is, and that's what we see with Unitarianism. They established this humanism where man was the measure of his own self. He could define his own future, and the last thing they wanted were those old religious parents with their ideas. So their idea was get the kids away from the parents, establish this new utopia that was scientific, it was separate from history and would progress America. And if we look at where we are today with the socialism, and we see the people out in Occupy Wall Street completely ignorant of the world, completely ignorant of reality, well, that's the long-term effect. Back from the 1800s, where a humanistic worldview was established within the education system. And they didn't understand the child either. They didn't understand the nature of the child. They believed in tabula rasa, that a child is a blank slate. Effectively, you just input information to him, and if you get the right information to him in the right way, then he'll be perfect and the world will be perfect. And of course, I don't think that's true at all. It's an unbiblical, unchristian way of looking at the child. And so they started a lot of scientific approaches to education. So along came G. Stanley Hall, who brought Freud over, and psychological education was established. Then more scientific stuff came in, and Darwinism came in. And so you had all this crazy, mad scientist approach to training children that it was so different than what we had in America, where we did have homeschooling, we did have private education. That was the model which we knew and worked and led to 99% literacy in 1800. And look at where we are now.
Yeah. And by the way, your audience, that you intended this film for Christian parents of public school children, did you not?
Yeah, and we want to make it clear that we are not saying, you're not bragging, or we're not boasting, hey, we're homeschoolers, we do this, and you guys, you don't know what you're doing. What we see in our film is we know that parents love their kids, Christian parents love their kids, but they might be deceived or self-deceived about what is going on in the public schools,
right,
and they need to know the information. They need to know the information from the insiders. You know, your little kid who goes off to school, I went off to a public school, I didn't tell my parents anything about the things I learned in public schools, in the playground and in the classroom.
Of course not.
Don't trust them. Trust these whistleblowers in our film. They know what goes on. They know that even if you've got a good teacher, it's the teacher next door that's coming up to your child in the playground telling your child, you know, you don't know, if you can't tell it, you can't say this and you can't say that, and you can't, this is the truth about homosexuality. And we know these things go on all the time.
Yeah.
There's a huge risk in sending your child to school from promiscuity, the homosexual agenda, violence, we cover that in the film as well.
Yeah.
Teenage pregnancies through the roof in the public school system, and they don't put those things on the brochure for the school. The school district doesn't publish those things so that you know about them. There's a lot of deception that goes on, and our film aims to expose that.
Yeah, you actually interviewed this nice Christian lady, young Christian teacher, who told you some of those things that she had heard from other teachers. And, you know, here she is trying to do the best she can, trying to maintain a good witness and so forth, but she knows she's limited in what she can say, and she's told you that. But here's the thing, and I watched this film last night, and I think it's great. I was really looking forward to it. And one of the things that you bring out in the film, Colin, is something that I have heard from nearly every Christian family that sends their children to public school. And well, it's two things, actually. Number one is they say, well, it doesn't happen in my school. And number two, the thing that they say is, well, I want my child to be salt and light in the public school. Those are, and you bring that out very well in the film.
Well, we have to address those questions. That is the primary argument. The first point is that parents, I believe there's a lot of self-deception going on, and people want to think that they're doing the right thing. And so they convince themselves, as you said, that school isn't like the other schools. So we have we actually start the film luckily with a long interview with a young woman who went to one of the best schools in the country. And she said, well, I was in the best school, in a great situation, in a wealthy neighborhood, and look what we have. I saw guns on the bus. I had friends who were pregnant. I had friends who had an abortion. We had homosexual, pro-homosexual sex education. All those things are there in the school. That's the way the system is. It's a nationalized education system with the leaders at the top promoting an agenda that is pro-homosexual and is anti-Christian to the core. So you don't deceive yourself. Please be aware that it's not. You might have a nice teacher and a sweet woman, someone like we show in our film, Sarah Laverdier, who, you know, what is the perfect teacher? She is a Christian, but of course we know, and from her testimony, she says, I don't have the authority and the control to prevent other teachers from promoting their agenda as well, whether it's environmentalism or homosexuality or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a big issue. You need to be aware that goes on. So in terms of salt and light, that's the hope that you send little Johnny into the schools and he will convert all his classrooms. Of course, if we had missionary programs that had such a failure rate, and even at a rate where the missionaries themselves were converting to the religion of the country they were being sent to, the church would immediately abandon that form of evangelism. Sure. And that's what we're seeing. Children are leaving the faith largely as a result of being sent into a humanistic propaganda machine for the 12, 13 years of their lives. And so the salt and light argument doesn't work. And we know it doesn't work because we have a school principal, and we have several other people testifying to the fact that even at the top level, if you're a principal of a school, you can't be salt and light because your hands are tied legally. We have a teacher who spoke the name of Christ in the classroom, and he was fired. We have examples in the film of students who do little things, just mention Christ or pray in the classroom or do things like that, and they get kicked out. And there's been legislation after court case after court case that prohibit Christianity and therefore prohibit salt and light and the effectiveness of being salt and light in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, how can little Johnny go and talk to others about Jesus when he's not even allowed to mention the name Jesus? I mean, it's asinine to think that. And you actually talked to a teacher who had a court case where he tried to defend himself, and they said, here's the thing, you can keep your job if you would just stop mentioning that name, Jesus.
We know it's the most offensive name to name in our culture. And it's true in the business sphere. It's probably true in the radio talk show sphere. It's true in the movie sphere as well. That is the name of offense. And as Christians, we should stand and be willing to die by that name. And so Christian teachers, I encourage them to be bold. If you're in that circumstance where you are a teacher in a Christian school or in a public school, do what Robert Ziegler does in our film and just say, well, I'm going to name the name of Christ because everything is founded upon him and his authority. We have to bring glory to him. What's the purpose of education? So we get good jobs and make a lot of money. Well, no, the purpose of education, like all things, is to bring glory to God. And so people need to mention his name, even if it's math or science or whatever it is. That's the purpose, to bring glory to God in the minds of the students. Someone like Robert Ziegler really is a hero in our film, as are a lot of these whistleblowers who knew that they would ruin their careers. And some of them walked away from great careers and great pensions and great circumstances just for the name of Christ. So they're the ones we honor.
Yeah. You talk about, creationism is taught by their parents, by their Sunday school teacher and their church, but then they go and they hear for, 7-8 hours a day, 5 days a week from somebody who's educated that God didn't create, that we evolved from monkeys and so forth. Who are they going to believe? This is a major problem, and people need to understand, too, that evolution is no longer taught as a theory, which that's all it is, a theory. It's taught as fact, and any type of criticism of evolution is not allowed in the public schools.
Absolutely, and we interviewed Ken Ham. We went to the Creation Museum, and we actually, before we went to the Creation Museum, we went to Dayton, Tennessee, where we discussed the Scopes monkey trial. And what we saw at Scopes, even although it was a hollow victory for the creationists, we see this long-term effect of people trusting the state or state education and allowing them to define what is true and false. And what we saw at Dayton and what we see now is there's an educational elite that believes in evolution. It's been there since the 1800s. It is the philosophy of the education system, not just in teaching it, but in practice. Actually, they have evolutionary views of your children. And we show that in our film where we show these scientists who were really using schools themselves as a place to experiment upon children. And so you had guys like John Dewey who came along, and John Dewey is probably one of the most famous educators in America, huge influence in the public school system. He was a humanist, an atheist. He had no Christian worldview whatsoever. He hated the Christian worldview, and it's people like him and Darwinism and Marx, and we show that all these people were effectively ideologically upon the school bus. So when that school bus comes around the corner and stops and you put your kid on it, he's not alone on that bus. All there's philosophies that you will hate and philosophies that despise your faith that are right there on that bus and right there in the school system. And so we need people to be aware of that.
And Colin, your documentary is not the first to tell the truth about the public school system. I mean, there was one not too long ago, Waiting for Superman. There's been a couple, actually, that have, you know, told the truth about the public schools. But the difference is, I think in a lot of other cases, people think that the public schools can still be fixed. Well, maybe if we throw more money at it, it could be fixed. Maybe if we just get the right people in the Board of Education, it could be fixed. Maybe if we can get rid of the violent kids and the bullies, it can be fixed. It's not going to be fixed. We have too much history that reveals the ugly truth about public schools. We know that it has failed and it is beyond repair. Your documentary shows that, well, wait a minute, there's an answer here. There's an alternative, and people need to consider that.
Well, it's important for people to know that homeschooling is, for example, and I'm a homeschooling dad. We show in the film that we have this remarkable liberty to go and do things as a family together. There's very little restrictions on our lives here in Texas. We live our lives completely, almost completely independent from the state, except we pay the money, of course.
Yeah.
So we have this situation where, yes, there is this great alternative, and homeschooling is a very realistic option. It's not expensive. It's not as demanding as you think it might be. There's curriculum that's relatively cheap. I mean, compared to public schooling, it's almost free. So, yeah, there's this opportunity to get away from this government system. Would you trust the government to deliver food to your door? Would you trust the government to deliver any service in a qualitative a good way? No, you know it. They can't do it well. And education, it's amazing that 90% of Christians still trust the most precious thing in their homes to the public school system. And you cannot fix it. You cannot get on the school board easily. And even if you did, it's going to take you too long. By the time you're halfway there to having an impact in the school, there's going to be, your child is going to be gone. It's just not a practical way to go about a situation, is to try and fix this government institution, this top-down hierarchical structure that's run from Washington, D.C., that has this core and history of anti-Christian perspectives. To change it, I would say, is impossible and pointless and a waste of time when there is this great alternative that you just take your kids home.
Mm. Colin Gunn, award-winning producer and director, and he has had some other great films too, Shaky Town, and actually you were the mailman in an award-winning film, The Widow's Mite, too. So you've been involved in some acting as well. Colin, the movie comes out in 5 days, October 18th, and can folks get it from the website?
Yeah, if they go to the website, indoctrinationmovie.com, they can buy, pre-order it now, and we'll deliver it for the 18th. And, please, and we're looking for people to host screenings as well. We would love, if you're interested in showing it at your church or even in your home for your friends. You know, documentaries are a good way to reach people. People don't read anymore a whole lot, so this is a way to approach an important subject that sometimes would be hard for you to bring up personally with your friends if they're public schoolers. So this is a way to do it. Give them a movie. And so please, yeah, go to the website and think about doing a screening at your local church.
Okay, that'd be great. So you can get it all from indoctrinationmovie.com. And again, I've got that linked on the Roten Facebook page. Colin, great to talk to you again. Congratulations on finishing this film. It's a great piece of work, and I hope it does very well for you. And more importantly, I hope the message gets out.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's just a pleasure to talk to you again.
My pleasure's all mine. Colin Gunn, director, producer, co-producer of Indoctrination, the movie, the documentary about public schools. Thank you so much. 8:55.